Welcome to Artrageous, a weekly podcast about the truly outrageous stories in the art and design world. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, and I want to thank you for returning and joining me for episode two. If you're new here, I'm your host, Carrie, and today we are talking about something much more current in the art and design world, and it's something that you may have even encountered yourself as you've been scrolling through social media. And oh, guys, I sure have gone down the rabbit hole with this one. There's a lot going on here, and as I was researching more and more, it's become so difficult to know where to start or how to structure this episode. I think I've probably written and scrapped this episode's outline at least three times now. So let's just start with how I got into this topic, and then go from there. For me, this all started in early December when I saw one of my friends from art school post about half a dozen images on Facebook that were these really cool digital paintings of him. They were him, but the images had him styled in different kinds of ways, including one of him as an astronaut. Being a visual person, I ignored what he wrote to go with the post and looked at the images and thought, okay, that's a lot of different styles and a lot of art posted all at once. Did he create these? There's no way he created these, right? The ones posted were subtle enough that they could have been digitally painted by someone, but something was amiss. So I dug a little deeper, and mind you, not that much deeper because someone in the comments had already asked the question, is this the AI painting I keep seeing everywhere? What is it? How do I do it? And my friend responded with a phone screenshot showing the app. It had a very nondescript icon, but since first hearing about the Lensa app and its AI wizardry, I have not stopped hearing or thinking about this since. For those of you who don't know what Lensa is, it's a photo editing app similar to Facetune that comes with a collection of photo and video editing tools that do everything from replacing your cluttered living room with an artsy backdrop to removing the bags under your eyes. Although it's been on the market since 2018, in late November 2022, they released their Magic Avatars feature, and it was a hit. Between December 1st and December 5th, over 4 million people had downloaded the app and had spent over $8.5 million in just 5 days. The app shot to the top of both Apple and Google app stores, and as of December 7th, Lensa was the most popular iPhone app in the United States. Flash forward a few days in my personal story, and I saw where a few more friends were using Lensa and having fun posting their fantastical avatars. The styling in the portraits was getting a bit more wacky every time. I've seen people in space gear, in futuristic army getup, as Viking overlords, you name it. But what really caught my attention was a story post on Facebook on December 14th from a digital artist that I had been following for a really long time. It was a simple black background with AI in white letters and that big red no smoking circle line thingy. Okay, what's this about? The artist had previously had legal troubles with people stealing and printing his art on things, so is this a follow-up to that? Nope, this was something completely different. The Facebook story is where I first caught wind of the December 13th uprising on the website ArtStation, which is a popular portfolio website for artists to share their work. The trending page was just filled with a seemingly infinite number of that same no AI images graphic, some with the artist's personal touch, but I would say 95% of all items on ArtStation's trending page were the no AI images graphic. Do you guys remember back in June of 2020 when more than 11 million people on Instagram posted a single black image with the hashtag Blackout Tuesday in solidarity and support of George Floyd and black victims of police violence? The ArtStation protest was kind of like that, but in a smaller, more niche setting of the art world. Just like the Blackout Tuesday movement, the posts were artists banding together to get their message out to the world. Say no to AI-generated art. The subtext here being, AI-generated art is terrible for artists. Within 2 days, over 2,100 different artists had joined the movement. Aside from the Lensa AI app and the ArtStation protest, there's also something else happening on a website called DeviantArt. Now, I used to be a huge fan of DeviantArt, and I used it like crazy back in middle school. But there was some stuff that made me turn away from it in around 2010-ish. It seems like other artists are not happy with DA at the moment either, because back in November of this year, 2022, DeviantArt released their own AI art generator called DreamUp that can create art based on text prompts. Funny enough, DreamUp's programming runs off of Stable Diffusion, which I'll explain here in a bit, but basically this program uses a huge image database to pull art from the internet, including DeviantArt, that is used to train the AI to produce images. At the same time DreamUp was released, DeviantArt also launched an initiative that lets artists opt out of AI image training, but also made everyone's art opt in by default. Furthermore, for artists to opt out of DeviantArt's DreamUp program training so that their art won't be used, artists have to fill out a form that requires human review that can take up to a week. Needless to say, the community was mad. In response, DeviantArt changed a couple of things, like making the opt-out setting automatically default to opting artists out rather than in, but things like this are starting to get crazy. As an artist myself, I can definitely see where artists are coming from, and I understand their fear. But being someone with a curious mind, I went on a binge reading marathon, if that's even a thing, and I spent hours digging, researching, reading articles with various perspectives and insights on the subject. So let's dive a little deeper into the story before I lose my mind quicker than the rapidly increasing number of AI generator app advertisements appearing on my TikTok feed. What is AI-generated art? AI art is, at its most basic level, art that is created with the assistance of artificial intelligence. A computer program is trained to build images through algorithms and all kinds of techie, sciencey mumbo-jumbo. With the Lensa app in particular, it's built using Stable Diffusion, which is best described as when all the horses in the barn decide to give each other a little more space. Absolutely kidding. Terrible jokes aside, Stable Diffusion is a deep learning text-to-image model that was publicly released in 2022, and it's primarily used to generate images based on the text that a user inputs into the system. The process of building an AI for this purpose is relatively straightforward. Researchers fed the system a whole bunch of images from the internet, and in the case of the Stable Diffusion model, it was fed images from the Leon 5B dataset that contains over 5.85 billion images from across the web. Leon 5B stands for Large Scale Artificial Intelligence Open Network. Each image in the Leon 5B dataset is paired with its accompanying description, and the computer begins identifying relationships between images and words and connects words to visual representations. The AI creates an internal map of concepts by converting images and text into numbers and assigning some associations higher probabilities. For example, an image of playing guitar often involves hands. The system has been trained to interpret the database of words and pictures provided to create a whole new image. There's some additional steps in there about adding and subtracting visual noise in there to help with the AI's training, but the final result is a program that can take a user's input and generate an original, really detailed image. Seems like a cool project that a high schooler might use to try to get into MIT, right? But maybe there's something more to this, because like a lot of other people, now I have questions popping up as quickly as this controversy is arising and evolving. What are the impacts of AI? And why are artists terrified? Right now, it's an ethical minefield of security and privacy concerns, legal questions over copyright infringement, and even thoughts about job security in a world that was turned upside down by a global pandemic more recently than we'd like to remember. First and foremost for artists is the outrage over the Leon 5B dataset that contains images from all over the internet. As a publicly sourced dataset, the 5.85 billion images included come from websites like Google Images, DeviantArt, Getty Images, Pinterest, Instagram, and so on. If art is posted on a public website, there's a chance it was used in the dataset to train the AI behind some of these image-generating apps like Lensa or others like DALL-E 2 that also uses that same Leon 5B training set. Some of you may be asking, well, isn't the work protected by copyright? Interestingly, that doesn't seem to matter. Because Leon 5B is a nonprofit research entity, and Stable Diffusion is free for all and open source, even copyrighted work can be included in the datasets. That legal question does get a little fuzzy for Lensa, though. Selling $8.5 million worth of art in just 5 days has to have raised some eyebrows. Lensa appears to be getting around it by claiming that it's charging for the user-friendly working toolkit rather than user access to the database of artwork that sourced the app's magical powers. I think there might be some misconceptions about AI that needs to be noted here. Art makes up less than 0.1% of the Leon 5B learning data. Of that percentage, AI programs do not take the individual works from artists, cut them up, and use the image themselves to create your crazy aunt's new Princess Mononoke avatar. It's not stitching together existing art. It has simply, or rather computer complicatedly, learned from artists' images. Machine learning regenerates patterns in images and is using what it has learned to generate something completely new. So if the AI art is substantially different from the underlying work, it's likely that the AI artist can plausibly assert fair use. You could look at it like a case of appropriation. The program is sourcing one thing and turning it into something completely new. Prior appropriation art cases suggest that some uses may be protected by fair use if the result is sufficiently transformative from the underlying artwork. That could also potentially allow people to copyright the work that comes out of AI programs, regardless of if the input was copyrighted to begin with. Currently in the US, there is no copyright protection for works created solely by a machine, but it can be possible in cases where there was substantial human involvement. Generative AI programs like Midjourney use text-to-image input to create artistic outputs that can then go through multiple rounds of iteration for the quote-unquote artist to refine the results they get from the AI. They can nudge the outputs in different conceptual directions or upscale, refine, and alter the outputs. Because programs like Midjourney allow quote-unquote substantial artistic involvement, it has paved the way for AI-generated works to be copyrighted. A perfect example appeared in September when the first of its kind US copyright was granted to a comic book generated with the help of Midjourney. Another AI program that you may have heard about recently is called DALL-E 2. And if you think that's a weird mashup of the title of the Pixar movie WALL-E and the painter Salvador Dali, then you would be correct. DALL-E 2 was created by a company called OpenAI, which was co-founded by none other than Elon Musk. As many legal question marks have been surrounding Musk lately, it's no surprise there are also some questions popping up here too. DALL-E 2 was trained off of the same Leon 5B dataset that Stable Diffusion was trained on, but DALL-E 2 seems to be commercialized a lot quicker. The original DALL-E was first announced in January 2021 in a blog post, but was never released to the public due to severe concerns over privacy and how the program could be used. Fast forward a bit to November 2022, when OpenAI released DALL-E 2 as an API, allowing developers to integrate the model into their own applications. Companies like Microsoft then unveiled the implementation of DALL-E 2 into their designer app and image creator tool included in Bing and Microsoft Edge. So now you have this AI model, fed by ethically questionable image scraping origins in the Leon 5B data model, now available to the little guy and the large corporations alike. And under 2 years, a morally askew program has risen to prominence in commercial implementation. All of this, from Leon 5B to Stable Diffusion and DALL-E, is just such a huge legal gray area. As of now, the technology is far outpacing laws, and there's currently no legal precedent against AI. Courts take a while, and since they can't keep up, AI is operating in this odd free-for-all space in the wild, wild west. We all know that technology moves quickly these days, so what's the big problem here? For artists, there's some concern with the pace, but I think one of the biggest concerns I'm seeing is the way these AI programs were trained to do what they do. The ArtStation protests in mid-December highlight this perfectly. At the end of the day, it comes down to the simple fact that artists did not consent to have their images included in AI training data. A lot of artists want to be able to protect their work. They don't want their intellectual property to be infringed upon and basically stolen without their consent. Everything the AI is learning about color patterns, brushstrokes, textures, and style has been taken from an untold number of artists without their consent, credit, or compensation. Each element is stolen from artists who have taken years to develop and perfect their techniques. There's a monetary value to all of these skills that's then factored into prices of commissions and products that the artists sell, so it's really tough that it's been taken from them and, like, repurposed by these companies that are literally making millions. 8.5 million in 5 days in the case of Lenza, compared to artists that sometimes are struggling to pay their bills. And while you can't copyright a style is an artist's identity. Techniques are one thing, but stealing someone's identity adds an even more personal element as well. For a lot of artists, and even humans in general, it's really difficult to realize and wrap your mind around the idea that a computer program is suddenly doing things that were once considered to be the unique provenance of humans. In a way, this growing prevalence of AI is almost creating a human identity crisis. Never before has technology so directly touched on some of the things that we often deem the exclusive and sacred territory of what some call the soul, art and creative expression. If artistic minds capable of producing unrivaled works' subtlety, complexity, and depth can be trivialized by a small computer chip, it essentially lays waste to the sense of what it is to be human. That's a super scary idea for artists. If a machine or program can do what a human can do, then maybe humans are replaceable with cheaper alternatives. At the end of December, I went to not one, but two restaurants in Wisconsin where the food was delivered to you on the backs of robots. We did a quick cost analysis, and just guessing that the robot cost about $5,000 and was replacing the job of one minimum wage employee for 12 hours a day, we calculated that the restaurant would reach a point of return on investment in under 60 days. That's a restaurant. So what about the art world? With the pace AI is moving, the quality of AI output is becoming ever closer to that of a professional artist. Humans are cheap. When quality is the same, why would you pay $1,000 for something that you can have quicker and cheaper for only $5? Artists are terrified not only for their art, but for their jobs and livelihood. And while I'm focusing on the art perspective for the sake of this podcast, I think it's also important to quickly acknowledge that there's a lot of social and privacy concerns as well. The images Lensa generates have sometimes been seen to sexualize people and lighten skin tones. You're also uploading your face data to a program that, while the app's privacy policy says deletes the data within 24 hours and is not used to identify particular users, there is room in that same privacy policy for Lensa to use photos and videos to further train the AI algorithm. I think we need to take a pause from all the negatives around the subject. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I promise there's a light at the end of this dark rabbit hole we've all gone down. Okay, guys, I promised some more butterflies, unicorns, and rainbows, so let's get right back to it. Is there a place for AI in the art world, and what is the future for AI-generated art? What are some of the positives that are coming out of the development of AI technology? In my attempt to have a positive for every negative in life, I like to think of AI programs as a potential tool for artists. People poo-pooed on Photoshop for the longest time and called it cheating for artists. But in the end, I would say that it might be rather difficult to find a digital artist that doesn't use Photoshop or a similar program in their daily workflows. If we can look at AI as a tool, I think we can see multiple benefits. Since it does have the capability to create such refined pieces, AI could potentially be used to do the boring things that artists don't want to do. One thing that comes to mind to me as an illustrator is when someone asks me to change the perspective on a piece or change the colors. That potentially involves a lot of redrawing and, frankly, a lot of frustration on my part to have to go back and reimagine something when I just want to get to the rendering and finalizing. If you had the chance to eliminate the boring and tedious parts of a project and allow you more time to create more freely in the areas that you want or to do the things you actually want to work on and find joy in, would you? AI also has the potential to help artists conceptualize things they want to draw or write about. If you're a sculpture or installation artist, there might be a huge benefit to your workflow to use AI to explore ideas that could later be built into physical works. I've also seen AI used to help interior designers. If you've ever used Amazon to shop for furniture, they allow you to use AI to view the item in your space. I've also seen apps that allow you to take a photo of a room and change the colors or place in different furniture pieces. If you love the doing part of interior design and you can more quickly get through the concepting phase, maybe AI can help. So I would encourage artists to play around with AI and see how it can work for them in their workflows. Just because something is new and maybe a little scary or overwhelming at first, it doesn't mean it's bad. Think about this too. If you had no artistic ability whatsoever and you had an idea in your head that you were struggling to get out, how frustrated would you be? AI has the potential to open doors and allows everyone to be empowered to tell their story, even someone who is not an artist but has an idea that they want to express. Even for artists whose skills do not live up to the scope of their vision, AI can help. Overall, AI is dramatically expanding the number of people able to generate and experiment with art and illustration. I truly think that in some ways, AI offers new frontiers for creativity. It can create new things that were previously not possible or push beyond human creativity. The possibilities for creativity are expanded rather than impeded. And who knows, it might create an appreciation and reverence for traditional or human-made art. One more thing that I've seen is how AI is revolutionizing art authentication and restoration. Using specifically designed programs, artificial intelligence can help conservators recreate long-lost art or historical pieces by analyzing artworks and learning the unique styles of any artist. It can help bust fraud and detect art forgeries. In 2021, a Swiss company called Art Recognition used AI to analyze the painting Samson and Delilah that was previously thought to be created by Peter Paul Rubens. The AI program analyzed brushstrokes and patterns to determine that, shockingly, the painting was not actually created by Peter Paul Rubens. What's crazy is that the AI program does not need to examine paint, paper, or even have access to the original artwork. Conservators can use a photo rather than traditional authentication methods such as microscopy, X-ray, infrared reflectography. While it's not always perfect, I would say being able to detect forgeries or fakes with 90% accuracy is a pretty amazing step forward. At the end of the day, there's a lot of pros and cons to artificial intelligence in the art and design world. We can see some cool things happening with it in the music and writing spaces as well, so I personally don't foresee AI falling off the map like NFTs kind of have. Quite the opposite. I think it's a shiny new toy that people are highly interested in, but it's probably here to stay, and I think it's up to everyone to work together and with themselves to figure out what's right for them. I will always caution with some of these new apps, especially involving privacy policies and taking a good look at what the programs are generating before posting. And if you are using AI or thinking about it, I encourage you to stay up to date on news and developments. There's a legal case right now in the Supreme Court between Warhol and Goldsmith that might change how we look at fair use and may have some impacts on the way AI is treated in the art world. So if you're interested, keep an eye out, and that may soon be an episode here on Artrageous. All right, guys, I know I've gone through a lot today. I've said a lot of words, so I would love to hear what you guys think about all this. Please feel free to join me on TikTok by searching art.podcast, and you'll see the podcast art is the user icon. There's a post there for this episode, which I'll also link in the episode notes, where you can comment and join the conversation. There was a lot to this episode, so let's start talking about it. Let's keep the conversation going. Just because this episode is over, it doesn't mean the conversation ends here. If you're an artist, talk to your friends. If you're not an artist but know one, talk to them. That's what the point of this show is, to share stories and get conversations going. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave a 5-star review for me so I can keep podcasting about stories you guys want to hear about. I can't wait to join you next week with a story that is just plain crazy. Yes, that's a pun, because we will be talking about the Pepsi marketing fiasco that almost kind of maybe got a guy a Harrier jet as a promotional prize. You won't want to miss this one. Until then, stay artrageous. Series music created by Arenson. Music and transition sounds licensed from Motion Array. Artrageous is a proud partner of Stoveleg Media.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.